Hey friends, welcome to the Pure Bliss Show. This is another installment by yours truly, Mae McCarmo, your host and love bug. So today I pulled a card from my Virtues deck. I've been talking about this for a while. I'm just really loving this deck. It's so powerful. And the card, well, the Virtues Project is about virtues. And this card deck is a deck of virtues, and I pull a card every morning, and it sets my intention for the day. And lately, what I've been doing too is I've been meditating on how well I kept that intention at nighttime. So in the morning, I set the intention, and then at night, I reflect on how well did I implement that intention or virtue rather. So today's card I pulled is about serenity. And what the Virtues Project card says is serenity is tranquility of spirit. It is an abiding sense of trust and faith that all is well. In the midst of trials, we are accepting and resilient. We go with the flow. We practice stillness, reflection, and mindfulness. We do not allow worry or fear to throw us off balance. We cultivate peaceful presence. We are able to be the calm in the wind. So, how do we apply these serenity beliefs in our lives? Well, I have some ideas for you guys, so I'm going to share them with you, and I hope you like them. But before I do that, I wanted to read you a quote. I love to read and I love to share. And so I found this quote. I forgot who it's by, so forgive me. But it says, spirituality is not to be learned by flight from the world or by running away from things. We must learn to penetrate things, rather, and find God there. And I love this quote so much because when people talk about things like being still or being mindful, we sometimes think we have to, run away from the world or go to some kind of mountaintop or get away. And those things are all useful tools and tools that I employ, which I'll talk about a few in a few minutes. But it's really important to know that you can't run from life when it's happening. And although you can go to a retreat, you can go into your room and close the door. You can step away. Spirituality and stillness is learning to have that in within yourself. So when you can have the inner solitude and wherewithal to know that you have that within you to grasp and hold on to it, you can go within and find God there. And so I just want you guys to really feel that. Spirituality is learned by penetrating things and finding God there. So feel that. Another quote I found that I do love and want to share with you all is this one. And it says, stillness is our most intense mode of action. Stillness is our most intense mode of action. It is in our deep moments of deep quiet. It's in our moments of deep quiet that is born every idea, emotion, and drive, which we eventually honor with the name of action. We reach highest in meditation and furthest in prayer. In stillness, every human being is great. So I want you all to think about that for a minute, because for many of us who live in this world where it's drive, hustle, go, and just go getting constantly, there seems to be a lack of respect for the beauty of stillness. And people think that by constantly going and doing and accomplishing things, that's a good thing. And those can be good things. But I personally find, which I love that this quote that I found this. I find and I believe that in moments of quiet and being still, is, and being serene is where I find the most the best ideas. I find clarity, I find creation, and I find God. So how can you implement, how can you find and create more serenity in your life? Well, here are a few things that I do. I love the act of intention, because when you have an intention, it sets your mind, it sets your energy, and it sets your spirit to hold that intention, to hold that space. And so having an intention to implement something like serenity into your life, think about that as you start your day. And as you go through your day, things are going to happen that may take you a little bit off course, but always go back there. So have an intention and hold that intention. If you get off base for a moment or two, just go back to it. Also, I love rituals. So I mentioned when I just started the podcast about having morning rituals. So every morning, when you get up, just practice being still. The first thing I do in the morning is I don't just jump out of bed. I give myself some time to lay in bed and just be still. And I find in that space so much happens. I can feel my breathing. I can almost hear my heart. And I observe myself coming awake to life in the morning. And after I give myself the time to honor the stillness of the of my waking, I meditate, I pray, and then I set my intention for the day. And so implementing a morning ritual allows you to set the intention for how you want the day to be. And if one of your intentions is to be serene and to practice serenity throughout your day, make that your mantra for the day. Make that a goal to practice, every hour, to stop and pause, to observe what you're feeling, what you're thinking. Are you feeling serene or are you feeling stressed? Is your heart racing? Is your body, are you sweating? Being aware is really important. And so you can set the intention, have the morning ritual in place, and then as your day goes, take a moment to pause and reflect on, am I implementing that serenity throughout my day? Notice yourself. Notice the sensations around you. Notice your sensations within your body, how you feel. And if you feel like you're getting off kilter, just come back to center. Always come back to center. I always find that, again, practicing awareness is important. Being aware of yourself is important. Being aware of your mind, being aware of all the things around you are important in terms of being serene. Another thing that I do is I tend to stop and spend time alone. I love spending time alone. As a matter of fact, as I record this podcast, I am laying in bed and I'm alone, and I have been alone the entire day. Now, many people will say, well, I have too many things to do. I have, bills to pay, errands to run. I have stuff to do with the kids, but you cannot help anybody else if you are not centered, if you are not serene, if you cannot find calm in your life. And so find time to be alone and spend time in your own company. Learn to love your own company. Learn to stop and breathe. Learn to stop and breathe. I tend to, when I have these days that where I spend time alone, I end up feeling so much more serene. I end up feeling so much more centered. I realize more and more in those moments how blessed I am in life, and how peaceful my life is. I mean, there's always things going on, but again, when you find time to be serene and to be quiet and to be still, you find that you're thankful for just the act of being alive. You find more gratitude in the fact that as you're being still, your body is running. Your body is a miracle. There are tons of things going on in your body that are working in concert as you are being still to keep you alive. And the day after I have one of these types of days, I'm so much more creative. I'm so much more aware. I'm so much more centered. I'm so much more filled with appreciation for life. And but I find that when I'm most still. What else can I talk to you guys about? One way to practice serenity is also to go with the flow. And by this, I don't mean being a doormat. I mean learning to just kind of go with the flow. You don't have to always have an opinion about everything. You don't have to always get in arms about everything. You don't have to always push against life. You don't have to argue. You don't have to justify. You don't have to talk sometimes. You can just go with the flow. Oftentimes in life, I find that people, you know, something happens and we want to, you know, fight against that thing or have an opinion or push against it or make ourselves seen or heard. And while there's a place and time for all of that, sometimes just be okay with things to be the way they are and go with the flow. Just let it go. Let it go. Let it grow. Let it flow. So I hope you guys that, you know, you felt that and you will implement that in your life. More going with the flow. What else do? I also eliminate noise in my life. And this is an important thing to work on because to feel serene is to implement stillness. And how do you implement stillness and calm? Is by having less noise. And that means having less noise in your head, clearing your mind, having less noise in your life. People and situations that aren't beneficial to you, you have to gracefully clean them out. And having less noise in your house, which means decluttering. And sometimes also, like, there are things that are in your house that you don't need. All those things in your house create clutter, and that creates emotional noise. And to the next thing, it's important to have sometimes just have no noise. Today, I've had the best day ever. I have had the TV off. I've had no music on in the house. I talked to one person in the morning, and I've been quiet the whole day until now. So just having no noise, it's such a beautiful, powerful thing. It allows your mind to calm. It allows your body to have centered energy. And it just allows you to feel more serene. So practice getting rid of noise in your head by clearing your mind, in your life, people and situations that don't bring you serenity, and in your house. Declutter and quiet. What else can I share? So the next tip is to shield yourself in your energy. And so serenity is a practice that you have to work at. Again, you know, I love that I do this podcast because it's my podcast, and I love learning different tools that make my life better and that I can share with you to make your life better. But you really have to practice these things all the time. And you might forget, you might slip up. But one tool that I've learned to use that helps me to keep myself centered and have more serenity in my space is I always feel how my energy feels. If my energy feels off or if I feel stressed or anxious, that's not a good place for me to be. And so I look at what situations are around me. If I'm going to a meeting and I'm stressed and I'm getting anxious, or I have to kind of confront somebody about something, which I don't like confrontation. If I have to do something that I'm afraid of, I feel into my energy and I practice how to be more serene in that moment. One practice also that I try to implement to manage my energy is called shielding. And shielding is really powerful and it's beautiful. And it's visual. So how do you practice shielding? Well, before you leave your house in the morning, or even within your house, let's say there's somebody in your house or in your space, in your workspace that is negative and you have to deal with them, which we can't avoid people all the time that we don't want to deal with. So I tend to imagine myself in a bubble, or it could be having glass around you, or it could be imagining yourself, I like this one, having light around me, like a circle of a sphere of light. and it's around me, and the light is yellow and violet and white, and it's such a strong circle that goes around me and around me and around me. And the light is warm and it's beautiful, and it protects me from everything. And around this sphere is another sphere that is comprised of angels, and they're all around that circle of light. And so when I'm going to situations that, well, even just leaving my house in the morning, just leaving the house in the morning, I imagine that there is a sphere of light around me, and it's calm and it's serene and it's centered and it's beautiful. And around that sphere, are angels that are bringing me love and light and serenity. And so as I approach situations and people and things in life, I imagine that serenity is coming to me through that light, is coming to me through the prayer of the angels, and it's guarding me and it's guiding me. Isn't that beautiful? I hope you guys liked it. How else can you practice serenity? Being kind is one way. It's easy to choose not being kind because sometimes it's okay. It's easy or easier to be mad. Not okay, but it's easier to be mad at people, or to want to retaliate, or to want to fight back, or to want to defend. But I find that kindness is easier, and kindness is free, and kindness can require non-action. And so I've had people at times do things to me, and I would have other friends say to me, "Why didn't you say anything? Why didn't you defend? Why didn't you put them in their place?" But it's something that I've been doing for a long time, is the act of being kind through non-action, through sometimes just walking away. Because let's say I didn't have the intention to have an argument with somebody. Somebody approaches me, one of my friends approaches me, and some kind of drama ensues, or something happens with friends that I don't want to happen. And I would have the option within the situation that has arisen to, for one, defend myself or to argue about it or make it a drama. Well, if I didn't begin the drama, why am I going to even engage in it? Why would I even have a discussion about it? So, one thing that I do is I just am kind to people. I'm kind through the act of acceptance of, okay, well, you feel that way, but I don't. And I can walk away and be kind in doing that. Or I can be kind to people by just not engaging in that argument because I didn't start it, nor did I want it, nor do I enjoy arguing or talking too much. I can be kind by ignoring the situation because I didn't begin it, I didn't want it, and so I'm not creating more of it. And you know, people can say that that's a way to avoid things, and it's not maybe not healthy, but I think it's quite healthy because I don't do drama. I don't like drama, and I don't make it, and I don't indulge in it. And so, being kind to yourself and others by being serene in that moment, choosing serenity, choosing kindness, choosing to just let it go and just walk away can be a beautiful way to keep your serenity. There are times when things have happened where I see myself and feel myself going from 0 to 60 because I didn't ask for something to happen to me. And I always think about what in the moment I'm feeling. And I always go back to the moment of like, okay, before this happened, I was calm. And now I'm at 180. I'm so pissed off and I'm so stressed or I'm so angry or I'm upset. Is that where I wanted to be? No. And so I try to pull back into my intention to be calm and serene. And usually I get back there. It may take a moment, it may take a couple of days, it may take a week, but it's my intention. And so I get back there. Another tool to practice to stay serene is to avoid gossip. Our world is rife with people giving opinions, people making money off of gossip and having commentary on everything. But it's not necessary to gossip. It's a hurtful act. It's time consuming and it's not helpful. And I always tell people, how would you feel if the person that you're gossiping with was gossiping about you? Because if they gossip with you, they will gossip about you. And gossip also is not a nice act. And so, in terms of practicing serenity and finding peace, Do things that will bring you peace, that will bring you a feeling of being good to yourself and good to others. And so avoiding gossip is important. Along those same lines, I always tell my daughter, be your own media. And I tell my friends this too. Be your own media. Meaning that there's so much that is coming at us all the time. There's so much noise and people's opinions and shows and blogs and just stuff. Information coming at us constantly. And all this media coming at us is giving us, is feeding our minds, our spirits, and our energy and our physical body with things that we don't need to be exposed to. And so I'm very selective with what I watch, and what I let myself ingest. My media is comprised of spirituality, things that bring me contentment, music that brings me joy and laughter, people that bring me good energy, happiness, and love. And so learn to be discerning about the kind of media you let into your life. Learn to be discerning about, even social media. What are you spending your hours and time on? Is it people's food, pictures of their food? Is it people's clothing, what they're doing or not doing, and why aren't you there or not there? Is it feelings of being left out? Like, all those things are not important. Learn to guard your mind and guard your heart. Guard what you're filling yourself up with, because what media brings to you, you end up feeling and ingesting into your mind, into your spirit, into your body, and into your life. So be your own media. Be discerning with what you're feeding yourself with. And feed yourself with things that bring you serenity, calm, peace, joy, and love. Another tip I have for you is to be in alignment with your values. So you could practice all the other things I just shared with you. I just shared but if you don't align with your value system, you're not going to be serene or be happy. You're not going to be content. You're not going to feel peaceful. You know within your own self, within your own heart, when you've been unjust to other people, or unkind to other people, or when you've gossiped or been mean, or been wrong about something. So you can do you can talk around it if you want and tell yourself that what you did was justified. But if you're not aligned with your value system and what's right and what's kind and what's true, you will not be serene. Serenity requires being thoughtful. It requires being on par with your values and what's true and what's right and what's graceful. It requires being in tranquility with yourself and your soul. And so always be in alignment with your value system. The next thing I want to share with you is to this is something that's really difficult, even for me. When things are going bad is to worry. We tend to worry a lot about things. And the thing about worry is that it's useless. Worrying won't change anything. It won't change the outcome. It won't change your perception. And so learn to flip how you worry. I tell people that worrying is like praying for something to happen that hasn't happened already. And so how do you flip the script on the word worry? How do you do that? So the way I practice learning to unworry is that I pray. And so instead of worrying as a prayer, I pray positivity as a prayer. I pray for what I want to happen. I pray for the outcome that I desire to be realized. I visualize and envision what I want to manifest. So instead of worrying and feeling anxious and stressed, and then unintentionally manifesting more of what I don't want, I turn that around. I flip the coin, because worrying is a negative emotion and praying is a beautiful act that produces positive emotions. And so I let go of the worry and I embrace prayer. So the last thing I want to share with you in terms of serenity is that I want you to think about this and make time for it in your life. It's simple, it's easy, and it's free. And it's sleep. Now, I know people might think that's funny, because when you're sleeping, of course you're serene because you're asleep. But when you sleep, your body is, your mind is quiet, your body's allowed to heal. I believe that when I sleep is when I talk to God directly. without ego being in the mix of things, without my personality being in the mix, and without any kind of outside engagement. To me, it's a time where my mind is still, my body is still, and my soul is in direct communication with God. And so I love my sleep. I think it's so important. I hear people saying all the time, well, I only get, 6 hours of sleep or 5 hours of sleep, or I don't need that much sleep. People always think that I don't sleep, but actually the reason why I can get so much done is because I do sleep a lot. I sleep at least 8 hours a night, and I enjoy my sleep. And there are weekends like today, this weekend, like right now, where last night I had 9 hours of sleep, and all day I was quiet and I rested. I napped, I ate, I read, but my body was allowed to slow down and quiet down. And I allow myself to take naps. And so, find time to take naps when you can throughout your weekday. Honor your sleep. Honor what sleep does to your body. Honor the healing that takes place when your body is resting and when you allow yourself that time to talk to God. And so, in all things, work to manifest serenity in your life, in your head, in your home, in all things that you do. Work to declutter. Work to find peace. And have faith. Have faith in your life. Have faith in the goodness of life. Have faith that the outcome that you want will be realized. Have faith in that the world will bend and be flexible to your desires and to God's desires for your life and your soul. Practice serenity in all that you do. Practice being thoughtful. Practice being reflective, and practice being peace. In the middle of chaos, practice being tranquil. I thank you for listening. I love you for listening. And may you have a blissful and blessed day. Namaste, and bye for now.